3.
Fine. So we're saying, we were learning like this. We'll continue on speaking about the 7 conditions of what person has to meet before speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. Right? So we said in day 77 all the conditions. Now we're going back, we're going to focus on the condition that our intention must be for a constructive purpose. Now, Chavos Chaim says it's not always so easy. Because let's say you were cheated in a business deal. Someone cheated you in a business deal, right? Let's say you were cheated in a business deal, right? Now you want to publicize the matter, not to reclaim your money, but to influence the cheater to mend his ways. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. So then the Chavos Chaim says that once you are affected personally by this person's misdeeds, either physically or financially, it's inconceivable that your attention and relating the incident are entirely pure. You will undoubtedly derive satisfaction from having the misdeed publicized, but the person will be shamed and scorned what he has done to you. And this removes the poor from the category of Ta'elis and makes their revenge. So again, if this guy cheated me, even though now I think, what do you mean I'm doing it for Hashem? I don't want other guys to be cheated. I'm not allowed to repeat this information because it's not solely for a constructive purpose. It's not pure intentions. Since I already got cheated from this guy, my intentions aren't entirely pure. Even though I think it's pure, Chavos Chaim says it's not. Once you were cheated, you have an ulterior motive to knock this guy down. Wow. So therefore, you shouldn't be the guy to spread this information. Wow. Now, on the other hand, let's say you saw someone else being cheated. I didn't get cheated, someone else got cheated. So you would be permitted to publicize his misdeed in a scenario where the cheater would not listen to rebuke to prevent others from being cheated from following in his ways. Fine. So that's the difference. If it's I got cheated, I can't repeat the information. So I have a ulterior motive to knock this guy down. But if I was not cheated, then it's going to be, if someone else was cheated, then it's mutter.
What about if he tried to cheat you and he didn't succeed?
It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I guess it could be also, if they really dig deep. If the guy, they also could be.
Oh, he did.
Therefore, it could also be that it's ulterior motive because you're trying to get him back. If he cheated you, Chavos Chaim says, then it sounds like there also, because the reason why you want to publicize his misdeed is because you're trying to get back at him. I mean, deep down, even though you say it's L'shem Shemayim, really you want to get deep down. Any question?
Well, like the top is like you tell someone else to publicize it?
Oh, so that's a good question. So could you tell someone else to publicize it?
So, how do you?
Not in this case. In this case, for you, it's Lashon Hara. It's not your obligation in this case. Because in certain scenarios, you could speak to a rabbi about it. Maybe you could ask a rabbi what to do if you want everyone to know about it. But you can't be the one to publicize it. That's right. For sure. Meaning, because for you,
because we spoke about also the publicizing of three people, we also.
Right, but in this case, he's saying, but that was only when you kept. That was when a different condition when you're having a hard time with. Right, that was, we said he publicized in front of three people. That was one, right? He's going to ignore your rebuke.
Well, this is a prop in that.
Right, meaning, okay, we're saying you still can't do that. Even over there, since you're speaking for Lashon Hara, until you're more, you're not going to be allowed. So here also, it's Aser. Even in front of three people. Okay. So you're asking, what should be done? It's a good question. What should be done? I don't know. The Chavos Chaim, I can't be the one to publicize it. That's the bottom line.
Right.
It's a good question. I don't know what should be done in this scenario. Maybe someone else got cheated. Not someone else got cheated. If someone else saw you get cheated, they should publicize. That's what we're saying. He hurt me, I can't publicize it because I got hurt. I'm already doing it because I got hurt by him. I'm not doing it for L'shem Shemayim. I'm doing it to put him down. They can't accept it. It's L'shem Hara. If I'm a single person, Besson can't listen to me. It's
Lashon Hara. I'm saying if there's more than one person.
If there's more, fine. If there's two people already, fine. Nachon, if it happened to two people, they're already witnesses. They go to Beis Din and tell them that. True.
And then they can publicize it.
Right. But here, if one person saw what happened to me, then he could publicize it. Like that. If someone saw it, he could be the one to publicize it. So he said, Nachon, it's complicated. I'll tell you the truth. If the guy is going to do it again, then someone else will find out. Someone else will see. They'll get it. They'll figure it. If he's never going to do it again, it's fine. He's not going to do it again. The problem is with so many guys doing it over and over. He's cheating people over and over again.
Yes.
So I guess eventually, the news will get out. You don't have to worry. Eventually, people will pick up on it. Fine. So now, Chavos Chaim says, we must refrain from speaking Lashon Hara to someone who indirectly hurts us. For example, by failing to fulfill his interpersonal obligations. For example, if he refused a request for a loan or for a charity contribution. So Chassid says that many times people speak Lashon Hara about a certain community, a certain person. Oh, I went there to collect money and they didn't give me any money. So, right, let's say I go to the rabbi of the community and I tell him, you know, your people, they're all a bunch of, I don't know what, they don't give me money, they're a bunch of misers, they don't give tzedakah. So that's Lashon Hara. Because why am I speaking this Lashon Hara? Not because I want them to change their ways, really. It's also because I got hurt by that. I feel very hurt. Chassid says, really, we have to be dalakav. So if someone doesn't give me tzedakah, right, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. There are many factors why one will not get tzedakah. It could be I asked them, someone came with a similar cause recently. Or could be he's channeling most of his funds to a certain cause right now. So it's a very bad type of Lashon Hara which people stumble on to say, oh, I went to this and this place, they didn't give me any tzedakah. It's a very bad Lashon Hara because it could be they're nice people.
So that's not the Holy Mass.
That's the Holy Mass. From what's it called? Shalom. So you have to know. You have to know why exactly. So there, you have to be very careful. Why? Of course, he says also that the Torah doesn't let us speak Lashon Hara about a single person for sure. We should be careful about speaking about a whole community. Not to say, oh, I went to this community, they didn't give me any tzedakah. Be very careful. So there can be many reasons why they didn't give me tzedakah. And this is not called Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose. Because I have ulterior motives when I speak this Lashon Hara. Fine. Now we're holding on Taf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Makos Taf Yud Gimel Beis 13b. We're getting back into the pshat of Rava. So again, we have Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva holds that you could not, Rabbi Akiva holds if you get karis, even though the person already deserves karis, you could still get malchus. But if you're getting death from Bestin, then you can't get malchus. Is that good? Is that right?
So they want to ask a lot of things.
So now, when it comes to Rava, comes Rava, and it tells us that a scenario. Until now, we thought the scenario was he got warned that he's going to get karis and malchus. Now say no. Comes Rava. So now we're going to start again from Rav. Rav Amar, which is in the first wide line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis 13b. What does Rava say? If the person is warned for katala to get killed, kule avo lefliki, the ain like omes.
When we say Achru, we're talking about an azar from the Torah, right? It's just
using the Lashon Achru. So right now, in this row is referring to Achru, is referring to they warned, them warning him.
In the Gemara,
when it says Hasra, they really change the gears. It really means Ashara. Right. It means Renachon. They change. They bring down this Gemara.
It means a whole different story.
Here means A.
We're talking about here means A.
Right now we're talking about this. Renachon. You're right. They switch the gears.
Switch without us knowing.
Renachon. Really, Hasra means
they're switching.
Nachon, but really, Hasra always means Edim, and Ashara means the third. So they switch the gears though. That doesn't really mean Asura. It means I'll speak that when we get there. But that means Asura. Fun? Okay, good. So again, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says that you didn't understand the case. Rabbi says, what's the scenario here? If the scenario is Asru Bey, if they warned him, if they, the Adim, the witnesses, warned him, Lekutala, which means that you're going to get killed and you're going to get Malchus, right? Even though it just says killed, it means they warned him you're going to get killed and Malchus. Kuli Abu Lafliki.
How do you know that?
Because you can see, everybody who shared him said, and Farshim said, also you'll see in the next line. Kula Abu Pligi. Wait, everybody relax. Kula Abu Pligi, they ain't like it umes. You don't get Malchus and Misa. Meaning, the only reason I would think you get Malchus and Misa if you weren't to both. Good? Meaning, it says, everyone agrees. The case over here is you're for sure warned again. The scenario here is we want to know if you get Malchus. So you're for sure warned for Malchus. Correct? Now we're saying if you were also warned for getting killed, that's the thing Rabbi means to say. If you were also warning to get killed, you're even next for the next line. Well, look what he says. Kuli Avolai Pligi. Everyone agrees. No one argues. They ain't like it, umes, you don't get Malkus and Misa. Meaning, the case is that you warrant it for Misa and Malkus. Right?
Is that one warning or two?
Two. Minute, 1 second. Everyone would agree that if you got two warnings, even if you got two warnings for Misa and for Malkus, everyone agrees that you only get the ain't like umes. You're only going to get Misa.
So these are two separate warnings, such as you're going to get whipped, you're going to be killed, correct, you're going to hell, and you're going to be back as a cat.
They didn't say that part. As a cat, that's fine.
Well, if he dies from all the time,
he's good. Right. I don't know.
Right. The first part, fine. The cat part, I don't know about anything. Fine. But it says, oh, so again. So Rav is like this. If you warn, obviously, to get Malkus and to get killed, Kuli Amal Pligi, the ain't like umes. Everyone agrees you would not get Malkus and Misa, which means scratch everything you thought at all. The whole Amal you thought we're talking about, you did both. That the guy got warned for both. Rav is saying no. There's no Machlokes from Shmuel or Akiva. Everyone would agree you get only Misa. Period. Good, that's what Rav said. Basically, so everything you thought until now is wrong. You thought the whole time we're talking about the guy got warned for both, it's wrong. If they got warned for both, everyone agrees you only get Misa. Keep pleading. When do they argue? So it comes right with a breakthrough. When do they argue? The Asru Bey Lamalkos, that you warned him, they warned him that he's going to get just Malkus, the only warning. They gave him one warning. The warning was you're going to get Malkus. Good? That's Rabbi's
Chiddush. Which kind of crime? Mrs. Beistin?
Yeah. Nah, we're in Mrs. Beistin, right? Yes. Right now we're in Mrs. Beistin. So the guy, good. So everyone agrees that if you told the guy you're going to get Skila, you're going to get stoned, and you're going to get Malkus, everyone agrees you only get Skila, you're only going to get Misa, you only get stoned. There's no Malkus attached. When do they argue? Let's say he was only warned for Malkus. Good? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel holds that a lav shenitin la azharas misas bestin. A lav which was really written in the Torah was given to be a warning sign that you're going to get death from bestin. Then, like in a lav, then you get lashes on it. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva holds, no. Lav shenitin la azharas misas bestin. A lav which was given, the point of the law of the Torah was given to warn you to get Misa from Bestin. Ain't like an love, you do not get lashes.
So you're translating the Mitan Azara, the point of the law was given to give Azara?
Exactly, perfect. Exactly, that's what it means. Meaning, it's a lot of here, a lot you mean from the Rishonim, a lot more over here explains to me from the Rishonim what it means. It's a lot of beneath the surface what this whole Gemara means. Very like, a lot of words. It's actually like a loose translation. So which means like this. Now what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? A lav that was given by the Torah, right? The point of the lav was really to be a warning sign that if you do this lav, you're going to get a misa from Bestin. Rabbi Shmuel holds that lav could also default, and that lav could be teaching you you'll get Malkus. Rabbi Akiva says no. If the Torah gave you this lav in this scenario in order to teach you, right, to come with the price tag of if you do this lav, you get punished by misa Bestin. So if I warn you for Malkus, there's no Malkus in this scenario. Even if he warned you to get lashes, there's no lashes. So again, what do we say? We mentioned earlier, every lav, what's a lav doing? A lav is telling you, what's a lav doing? A lav is telling you, don't do this, because if you do this, you're going to get punished. Comes with a tag, right? So usually a lav comes with a tag of Malkus. It says, don't do it or you get lashes. Because that's the tag it comes with. Fine? Now let's say you have a lav that came with the tag of Misa from Bestin. Said, don't do this, don't be B'chal Shabbos, or you get stoned. Good? That's the tag. Now the question is, could that tag also be used to tell me you get Malkus? Meaning, usually the guy should have warned you, if you're B'chal Shabbos, you're going to get stoned. But let's say he didn't warn you for that. Let's say he didn't know anything. He told you, if you're B'chal Shabbos, you're going to get whipped. Right? So then, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Shmuel says, this tag, which is usually used, real, this law, which is usually used to come with the tag, the price of getting Misa from Bestin, here can be used for getting Malkus. That's Rabbi Shmuel.
Why? Because he wanted the wrong Misa?
if you were warned the wrong way, yeah, and a guy warned you only for Malkus.
That's like a scenario where this could happen.
Yeah, so that's the only scenario, because usually you'll get skila. If we warned you, if we didn't warn you, you get nothing. If we warned you for skila.
The fact that he wasn't warned the right punishment is now preventing him from getting the original punishment. So we're defaulting back to the Malkus.
Oh, yes, yeah, so how do you default to Malkus? Because since it was written in a law form, so he's saying even though the real tag on this lav, the real price to pay is skila, right? Still, we could default if the guy gave you the wrong warning.
You can underwarn.
You could and underwarn. Basically, we said yesterday it's like a price tag. It comes with a thing, and the price on this lav is a price tag. Now you pull off the sticker, and under the sticker of skila says Malkus.
Yeah,
so he holds underwarn. Right. Underwarn, under sticker, underwarn.
Can that work also by giving him the wrong warning of death?
No, the wrong way that you can.
Yeah,
no, it's wrong.
By having your head chopped off instead.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the wrong warning is the wrong thing. I don't think it works. I don't know for sure. I don't think it works. You have to give the right warning. But over here we're saying, Rabbi Shmuel says, this is the right warning for this. It's a little bit wrong, but it's a default warning. It still works. Since every lab really comes attached with a mouth. And here also comes Rabbi Kiva, says, no, nothing doing. If this lab was given with the price tag on it, you're going to pay the price of stoning. There's no Malkus in this case.
And you gave him Malkus.
And you warned him for Malkus. There's no such thing here. There's no such thing. There's one price tag and there's no two labels. There's no underwarning. If you got warrants for skilo, you got skilo. If you warned for the wrong thing, I'm sorry. You take a walk. There's not. So let's get inside again. Rava Amar. Ask Rabbi Lakatala if he got warned to get killed, which means he got warned to get killed at Malkus. Kuli Abel, everyone agrees. Lepligi. No one argues. They ain't Lepligi, so you don't get both. Kibli, when do they argue? The Asr Bela Malkus, he got warned just for Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav, the Lav Shanita, which was really given in the Torah, La Azharas Misas Besin, to warn you for a Misas Besin. That was really the price you're going to pay. Still like it a lot. In the scenario where the guy gave you a warning for lashes, you could still get lashes.
Because
only lashes. The guy who only warned you for lashes, that's, you could only get what the guy warned
so
you for.
What scenario would you get both?
Never. There's no such thing. That's what Rav is saying. There's no such thing of ever getting both. That's Rav's breakthrough. You thought until now, right? You came the whole last week. There's such a thing getting both. There's no such thing of getting both ever, according to Rav. So what's the whole machlezer Rishmal Rav Akiva? If it's ever possible to get Malkus at all, just even alone, if really you're supposed to get Skila, is it possible to get Malkus? Rav Rishmal says yes. Even though this lab was really given to warn you for Misa Avestin, like in love, you could get, if the guy warned you for Malkus, you could go to default and say that the lav equals Malkus. Good? Rabbi Kiva Savar, no. Right, what do you say? I'm showing over there inside again. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds. What did Rabbi Kiva hold? No, lav shenita, a lav which was given by the Torah last, haras misas bet, to warn you for misas. Hey, look, there's no such thing even of Malkus. Even if the guy warned you for Malkus, this lav does not come with a tag attached to it of Malkus. It only comes with a tag of Skiva. Good? That is my colleagues according to Rav of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Fun. This is what we learned yesterday. However, what's the question we always ask in Rabbi Akiva? We always ask in Rabbi Akiva.
Why
Bakaris? Do you get both? If you hold, you're going with price tags. You only go with its own price tag. So if this lab told this lab deserves stoning, so if by Bakaris also, the lab it says do not do, or you'll get Karis, you should only be able to get Karis. How is it ever possible for Rabbi Akiva to get Malkus? You hear him, Gabriel? If you're telling me you have to go follow the price tag, there's only one price tag. So if it's alive, you get Misa from Besta. So how by Karas? Said, don't do this, don't eat Chametz on Pesach, or you get Karas.
Even if you won incorrectly by Karas, you shouldn't get Malkus.
Yeah.
It's only because Rabbi's coming along and saying there's never two punishments.
It's also, but even more than that, but it's just Rabbi Kiva just told me there's no defaulting. You can never get, the Torah told you you get stoned. There's no such thing. So how in the world by Karas could you default? How do you default? You're telling me there's no default. So by Karis, let's say the Torah says if you eat Chametz on Pesach, you get Karis, right? What did Rabbi Kiva tell me in the Mishnah? What I wrote in the Braisa? You could get Malkus. The guy warned you about Malkus. You got Malkus. How could that be? You told me there's no default. True, what happened, Rabbi Aaron? Rabbi Kiva says no defaulting, right?
Right.
So how by Karis? He told me by Karis, you do default. I don't understand. You just told me a minute ago you can't default. So what's the Rabbi Kiva? That's the Gemara's next question. Rabbi Akiva, come on. The Gemara said, Rabbi Akiva. That's the reading Gemara. Rabbi Akiva. Ihachi, if so, if there's no defaulting. Right? If so means if what you just said is true. Chayav Krisa's Nami. In the case of Chayav Krisa's also, it's a lav, the lav Shanita, which was given, La Azharas Karas, who? It is a lav that was given in order to tell you, to warn you for karis. That's the tag attached to this lav. So how can you say karis again? Rabbi Akiva, Yehati. If so, if there's no defaulting to malchus, Chayav Kris is not me. But Chayav Kris also lav sheniti lazaris karis. Who this lav was given specifically to warn you for karis. So how can you default to malchus? That's a question. Well, that's always going to be the question of Akiva. How do you differentiate between karis and mrs. Bestin? That's the big question of Akiva. It's a good question on him. But that's the question. So the Gemara answered like this: Amar le, Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi, "It's not a question. I went to Shear and Rav's Shear, and Rav already took care of this issue. It's good I was there. It's Rav's Shear." Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Ma'agrunya. Oh, so I heard from Avimi from the city of Agrunya, Mishmeidra in the name of Rav. Meaning, Rav Mordechai heard from Avimi, who was by Rav's Shear. He said, I heard Rabbi. Rabbi had this problem. I mean, you're asking a Rabbi's problem. Rabbi had addressed this question in the Shir. And what did he tell me? He told me that you don't understand something. In the case of Karis, the Torah doesn't have to get warn you. We said that, what was our whole question? That how could that the lav on Karis, that how could Rabbi Akiva tell me? That when in the case of Karis, you could still get Malkus. What do you, that whole lav was given to teach me the Karis? Saying no. So Karis, I don't need a lav. When do I need a warning sign for the Torah and attach a punishment? Only by a punishment by these courts down here. If it's Malkus or Mises Bestin. The point that, when it said the lav over there, the lav wasn't what was giving me the Karis. It wasn't that, oh, we're giving you a lav and therefore you're going to get Karis. It's two separate things. I don't need the Torah to give me a lav to tell me Karis. And usually, we said, to give me Malkus, there has to be a lav attached to it. It says, do not do, or if you do this, you get Malkus. Or do not do, or if you do this, you get Misa from Bestin. Karis, I don't need it. I don't need it to say the lav. Even if the Torah would just say, if you transgress and you get Karis, without saying the word lav, well, you'd still get Karis. It's usually, the way the Torah warns you, is we give you a lav. Rachana, we warn you, and then we say, if you do it, you're going to get Malkus. Good? But if you do it, you get skin. Karis, we don't need it. We don't need it at all. By Karis, we don't need it to give me a lav. Which means the point of the lav by Karis wasn't to tell me you get Karis. The lav is to teach me you get Malkus. I mean, he's saying, what's he saying inside? Chayvei Krisus, loy tzrichi asra. I don't need the Torah to give me a warning in Chayvei Krisus. Which means, usually, I need a Torah to give me a warning in order to get Malkus.
So it's interesting that the Karis is triggering the Malkus, I guess, for another law.
Not triggering. The law itself is triggering. I don't
connected.
Need
it. The Karis is connected to the Malkus itself?
No. The Karis, you get automatically. The fact that it says in the Torah, the law, that's what triggers the Malkus. Meaning, usually we said, but usually we said that the law, usually we said the law is what triggers the punishment. Correct? If you all go get, oh, you do the lav, it triggers a punishment. Correct?
So how does it solve that you can get both?
I'm sorry.
How does it solve our problem?
You can't get both. You're not getting both. You're not getting both. We're not getting you both. Oh, in Rav Akiva, so it's a good question. So Rav Gavriel is asking, how can it make sense we're giving you both? How does it make sense we're giving you both? So he says, how does it make sense we're giving you both? So Rav Akiva is saying, because in this case, the lav is teaching me you get Malkus. That's what the lav is teaching me. This lav is teaching me, but what do you mean? I need the lav to teach me you get Karis attached to it. Say, no, it's not true. I don't need a lav to teach me you get Karis. You get Karis without the lav attached to it. So therefore, this lav will teach me Malkus. What's your question?
In the original Brisa,
yeah,
we understood that Rabbi Yishmael says you get Malkus for both. Now, Rava's understanding of Brisa differently?
Yes, because if you look in the words, true. So Elias asked me a question, we'll go back for a minute, that we originally thought that Rabbi Yishmael means you get both. You get, right? The guy wants you both, you get both. True?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Elias is asking, say, how could Rava say you never get both? Right? Rabbi Neil, you hear Rabbi Eliezer's question? We thought, now if you look back at the words, Rabbi never said you get both. we go back to the top line of the page. Rebbe never said the words "you get both." We translated it to mean that. What he said? What was his words? He said. He said, "What does Rabbi Shmuel say on the top of the Amud? Yeshnoi b'chlal malchus arbaim. There is, you are in the general rule of 40 lashes." To Rabbi Shmuel, he never ever told me you get both in one scenario.
The beginning of the
verse,
what does it say?
It doesn't say. It was the beginning. Fine, turn back to the bottom line of the page before. It never said. The Tanya. Echad chayve krisus. Whether it's chayve krisus. The echad chayve means. So echad means whether it is. Or whether it's chayve means it's best. Now turn the page. Yes, no, you are b'chlal in the general rule of Malchus Arbaim. Which means Malchus could apply to you. That's what it means. Malchus. It could apply. We translated it to me, so we translated it in the beginning when the guy warned you on both, you're going to get both. Now we're saying it's wrong translation. You misunderstood the Brisa. He's telling you there is such a scenario, there is a possibility in the world when you'll get Malchus, which is if you only warrant to Malchus.
What's better
with Yeshua? Yeah, there is. You are in the general rule of Malchus, which means according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not in the rule of Malchus, right? According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no such thing as Malchus, correct? If the Torah tells you you get Skila, there's no Malchus, correct? Rishma say no, you still could fit into the category of Malchus. When you were warned only on Malchus. It's good, really, Ezra? It's a good question, but if I had the question yesterday. I went back, I realized you never said both. We translated it. So what I'm saying, you don't understand the Brisa. That you are in the cloud of Malchus means it is possible for you to get Malchus. It's good, Rabbi Yamin? You go back into the words, it fits fine. Good, you also asked me. No, you also, it's a good question. Good? So it's time just understanding Rav. Good, just understanding basic thing. In Rav.
So according to Rabbi Akiva, something in your Karis, if you're warned from Malchus, so you get Malchus?
Yes, only in Karis, but not in Mises Vesti. Now why? Oh, good. So you're asking what? Good. So this is what we're trying to figure out now. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold that if you're warned for Karis, in a case where you get Karis, you can still get Malchus? Okay? Let's like this. Rabbi Akiva says, when the Tartel Alav is always telling you, do not do or you'll get to warning sign. Do not do this or you'll get Malchus, right? Do not do this or you'll get Mises from Vesti. Correct? Now, what happens when the Torah says, do not do this or you'll get cards? Rabbi Akiva says.
The
curse
is automatic and therefore it's acting as a
lot, which means, so he says, you don't need the Torah to tell me, do not do this or you'll get cards. We have scenarios where the Torah didn't say do not do, and still you get cards. Right? To get Malchus, we need the Torah to tell you the terminology of lot. Right? Is that true? We need the Torah to tell you, do not do or you get Malchus. Right? It says, lot, don't do. Lav equals Malchus. Mm-hmm. True? Or tell you, do not do this or you get Skila. Do not profane Shabbos, you get Skila. Right? It says, Lav, don't do, because then you equal Skila, stone. Now, what about when they say, don't do this or you'll get Karis? Do I need a do not do to get me the Karis?
Probably not.
So the key says, no. And he brings a proof. You have cases where the Torah didn't say do not do, and you still get Karis. A bris mila. The Torah says, do a bris mila. Right? It never said if you don't do a bris mila you get karis. And still the halacha is someone who doesn't do a bris mila gets karis.
It says in the Torah you get karis.
But doesn't say the word la. It doesn't say do not circumcise yourself or you get karis. Never said the terminology of la. So you're saying you could get karis even if the Torah didn't say a la. Correct? By Malchus, you can't get Malchus unless the Torah said la. Right? You can't get misa from Esther unless the Torah said la. Correct? But he's proving you can get karis. Even though it didn't say lav, it's true, Binyamin. Yeah. What's the raya? We have bris mila or carbon pesach. That it never says the terminology do not do. You still get karis. So the do not do is not necessarily connected with the karis. So therefore, I can use the lav to teach me malchus like the original, like always. Chana like this. Usually, in order to get malchus, I need to tell me do not do this, or you get malchus. Correct. However, for Karis, do you need to tell me do not do? If I don't have the do not, could I still get Karis? Yes. So therefore, the do not is extra.
The do not is saying apply to Malchus.
Yeah, so we default to Malchus. Good, it will apply to Malchus, not default, it will apply to Malchus. Good, that's where we keep this job. So in a case of Karis, I didn't need it to say do not do, right, to give me the Karis. So the do not do, the law, will tell me our original halacha. You could use it for, it's still available to tell me you get Malchus. That's Rabbi Akiva. But in the case where you're getting Mises Vested, I need to do not to tell me the Mises Vested. Rabbi Akiva's rules like this. If it's a punishment our courts are giving, you need it to say do not do, or you're going to get this tag, or you're going to get Malchus, or you get Skila. Right? If it's in cars, I don't need the do not. So the do not, I can use to tell me,
Malchus. That's Reb Shimon.
So that holds for Rabbi Akiva, even though it's just Karis only, it appears to be Karis only, you really give him Malchus also.
Because since it says also do not.
Right. Because so it's in the Halakha, it's in the Halakha.
So every single...
The Halakha is telling you Malchus.
But it's different than by Misa's Besson. Every single scenario...
Has to stay.
...gets Malchus, because it said do not do, and you're going to get Karis. It's like two different things. First of all, do not do, because you're going to get Malchus. And also, you're getting Karis. Right? Every time it says do not eat Chametz on Pesach, let's say, do not... eat chametz on Pesach, or you get karas. So do not deal, excuse me, do not do, or you get lashes, like always. Then additionally, you're going to get karas. It's an addition. That's what Rabbi Akiva understands. Good? So if it's in the case of Misa from Bestin, we needed the do not to tell me you get stoned. Do not profane Shabbos, or you get stoned. So the do not was connected to the stoning. Right? But when it says do not eat chametz on Pesach, or you get karas, the do not is not connected to the karas, or you get karas. It's do not do, or you're going to get malchus. Plus, you're getting karas. So that's why you could always get both. That's the chatter of Akiva. Good? So if it's the Misa's Bestin, the do not's going on the Misa of Bestin, so you can only get the Misa of Bestin and not Malchus, correct? The do not's connected to do not do, or you get skila, correct? But by karas, the do not's not connected to the karas. What's my proof? If you have scenarios where you get karas, where it didn't say do not. So do not's not connected. So do not, we could tell you gets Malchus. That's where Akiva's chat. Sounds pretty simple, though. That's where Akiva. Any question?
How is the Gemara? I can't follow the argument of how the Gemara is bringing from physically two people mourning to scripturally mourning.
I understand. So I know. I understand. Getting confused with the lashon of the Gemara. I understand.
We're looking about scriptural mourning, and in the conclusion. Then we have to bring that all the way back to the beginning and go with the argument from that all the way through.
So.
How do we jump from one to the other? You know what I'm saying? In the beginning we use physical warning. There's a whole...
You're being warned on both.
Right.
How come that wasn't in the Torah? That was just our scenario. We decided that was a scenario. I mean, we decided the scenario is that you got warned on both. Different want to understand the Torah, meaning different want to understand the Torah also. The whole time also we're dealing with the Torah. If you warned on both, I could only punish you if the Torah warned you on it also. Meaning, okay. The whole time really we were in scriptural warning also. That's what I'm saying from the beginning. We were saying the Torah warned you and the people warned you.
Okay.
Now I say no, but not the people didn't warn you for both. I mean, you'll go through, you'll see that the whole time really we're also referring to the Torah. We were focusing on the people warning you.
Right.
But all the whole time, also, it had to be in the Torah somewhere. It was also in the Pesukim. We shared the focus, that's what I'm saying.
Shouldn't they correspond? There shouldn't be an issue? If you plug back in and you just say scriptural warning for all of the beginning of the Machlokes, it should work?
No, because over there we were focusing at a different point. It will work also, it's also true. We were focusing at a different point. Here we were focusing on, in a way, we're focusing on a different point. We're focusing on our whole focus was the people also are warning you. But really, of course, it always has to be also the Torah also has to warn you. That's what it come out. You know, go through the Chazan, you'll see how it works there. We didn't switch really. The only thing we switched was the people warning you. How many people are warning you?
Are there any examples of Karet
that has a lav with it? Yeah, but we're saying whenever it says the lav, it wasn't given. Yeah, all cases of Karet, besides for two. Besides the two cases, all of them.
So
besides the Pesach and Mila. No, because we see the fact is, if you still did Karis, even though it didn't say the lav, it must be the lav isn't so important here. It's not crucial. If you don't have the lav, it's fine. For the fact that I could show you I have cases where you didn't say a lav, and you still give me Karis, it proves to me the lav is not connected. Once I have scenarios where you didn't say a lav and you still get a Karis, show you that they're not connected to each other. That's all. So instead, you're right, the majority of cases, it would seem they're connected. But once I have one case where I see that we didn't tell me a lav, show that the lav and the Karis aren't connected to each other. They're not dependent. The Karis isn't dependent on the lav. Meaning, we're saying like this, the fact that you didn't say a lav by Pesach and Mila and you still get Karis. So we want to get into that and say, but you're Tachon, and still you get Karis. So it means you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a lav to get Karis. True. You don't have to necessarily have a lav attached to it to get Karis. correct? But you not doing asay, and you still can get cursed, proves to me the curse isn't dependent on the Torah's terminology a lot. Correct? Even if you did asay, you can still get cursed. If you transgress asay, you still get cursed. Correct? Shows me that your curse isn't dependent on specifically doing a lot. Is that true? Fine, so then I proved it to you already. So even though it says a lot of times a lot by curse, I see they're not connected. The curse isn't dependent on the fact that it's a lot. Right? The fact that I have some cases where you get curse even though there's no lot, I show the curse like that, that's a good way to say. The fact that I find cases where you get curse even though there's no lot, right? Surely the curse isn't dependent on lot. I mean, yeah, I think it's a good way to say. The fact that I find two cases, Pesach and Mila, where you get curse even though there's no lot, surely the curse isn't dependent on a lot, right? The curse is independent. So when the Torah tells me sometimes a lav and karas is two separate things. You get karas and the lav is things where you get malchus, two different things. Good, is that true? I mean, the fact that I have two cases where the Torah didn't tell me a lav, you still get karas, surely the karas isn't dependent on the lav. So if it says a lav, that's the lav is teaching me a new thing, that you get malchus plus karas.
So the question on Rabbi Akiva is, on Rabbi Akiva, you happy on the Gemara, what's the question on Rabbi Akiva? If so, then...
That
he shouldn't get lashes?
If so, you shouldn't get lashes by Karis. Because maybe that whole lav was given specifically for Karis. In the question, right? So the same way the Kibbutz tell me the lav was given specifically for Misa of Vesting. So that also this whole lav was like a tag. Don't do this or you'll get Karis. So the whole lav is coming for Karis then. It's good?
I think so. But in a case where he would be warned for... Is it the same type of case?
Even if you would be warned just for Malchus, still you shouldn't be able to get Malchus. There's no prescription here for Malchus. Because there's no pasuk.
Okay, yeah.
Because this law is being used.
In the same case, if it was only warned for Malchus, then you shouldn't be able to get Malchus.
Yeah, I'm not a pasuk. So Kazmar answers no. So this law and law and curse aren't connected. They're not dependent. They're two different things.
So let's see. Fine, now that was the next one. Where instead. Yeah, so again, let's see again. We're going to start from Akiva again. Then work. Question to ask. So Rabbi Akiva, Yehachi, if so, if you're telling me the lav is just connected to the Misa's best, Yehachi, if so, Chai Vekris, Nai Bakaris also, lav, this entire lav, Shanita was given, Las Haris Karis, who was given for Karis. So how in the world can you get Malchus? This lav is attached to the Karis. My answer is no, it's not attached. The lav in this pasuk is not attached to the Karis. Right? We heard in the name of Rava. The Chayvei Krisos loy tzrichi Asara. Chayvei Krisos do not need the Torah. They switch the gears here to Asara. Because Asara is the Aven. We do not need the Torah to warn you. We don't need the Torah to stay alive connected to the Karas. What's my proof? Good? This word means really means Asara. It sounds like it's referring to the Torah, really. Chayvei Krisos loy tzrichi Asara. Shall we behold? Pesach Umiva. Honest, you get punished with Karis. Honest means you get punished with Karis. Afal pi shaloi hizir, even though the Torah didn't warn you with a lav. So we see again. Chayvei Krisos loy tzricha asar. The Torah does not need to give, the Torah by Krisos does not need to give you a warning with a lav to give you Karis. Shrei behold. Pesach umila, honest, you're punished by Karis. Afal pi, even though shaloi hizir, even though you weren't warned by the Torah by a lav. So we see getting karis is not dependent on the Torah telling me a lot. That's the Gemara says until now. Should read it again? Yeah? I want fun. Whatever you want. Again? Oh, let's read it again. Amar le Ramon Chaylor of Ashi. Halki Amar Avimi Mahagruni Mishvei de Rav. This is what Avimi from Mahagruni said in the name of Rav. The Chayvei Krisos, in the case of Krisos, we don't need a Torah to warn you with the lav, right? The curse is not dependent on the lav. I'll prove it to you. Shrei behold, Pesach umila, Pesach and mila. Onash, you get punished, meaning by karis. Af al pi shaloi izir, even though you were not warned by the Torah with the lav, so you could get karis, even though it does not say a lav. Which meaning, so even when it does say a lav in the Torah, it's not connected to the karis, and therefore you could use the lav. They teach me Malchus. Good, Rabbi Gabriel? Since I don't need it, we have cases where you get cars, even though it didn't say lav. So they're not connected to each other. So even when it says, when it does say a lav, it could be telling me, the Allah will tell me, you're getting Malkus.
And therefore, Rabbi Akiva.
Therefore, Rabbi Akiva could hold. You could get Malkus. If you warrant for Malkus, you get Malkus and Karis, even though you're getting Karis. It doesn't matter. But Pazik is telling me you could get both. Pazik is saying, don't do this, which means you'll get Malkus. And also Karis, every Pazik, you always get both. So you could get both. So that's shot in Rabbi Akiva. But let's see Rashi at the bottom, the first wide line, Pesach Umila, one Rashi. Pesach Umila, Ein Bahen, there is not in them a Loisase. There's no lav by them. And still, Va'anish, was the Bach say, Aleihem Karis. That punishment on them is still Karis. So the Karis is not dependent on the lav. Fine, okay, might as well stop it. That's the point. What do you?
I'm just talking about the Do you get Malkus?
You get Karis.
Only Karis.
And not Malkus, because it doesn't say Allah. You get Karis.
No Allah.
Good. But the point is, you
get the words, and Karis, then you get both.
Yeah, that's Rabbi Akiva.
What he's saying. Understanding the mission.